on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
A great record collection and an appreciation for all types of sounds and musical styles throughout history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, and this is episode number 87. On today's show, we'll ring in 1952, New Year's Eve in London, and we'll hear a top song of that year by a woman they called the Queen of R&B in the 1950s. Also, Andreas Johnson, a singer from Sweden, had an orchestral anthem and a global chart hit in Y2K. We'll also hear a truck-driving 60s tune about a girl on a billboard advertisement circa 1965, and she isn't even real. And recent material by Graham Parker from a recent full-length LP release called Last Chance to Learn the Twist. Well, let's begin cruising one song per decade and over 100 years of music, and we're going to go all the way back to 1912. I've come to find out a lot of songs in the teens and even the 20s are almost more comic sketches or short audio bits that maybe are partial singing and partial narration or storytelling, a little more of a spoken word piece than a song proper. But this is Ben Albert Company and Band, and it's about going to the races. Here's Derby Day, 1912, on Cruisin' the Decades.
It was a beautiful day when we started away with a smile of content on our faces. It's a jolly good treat and there's nothing to beat. A reckling good day at the races.
Hello, old man. Where are you off to?
I'm just going down to Epsom, old chap, to see the Derby run.
I've never seen the Derby run.
Haven't you? Well, why don't you come with me then? Let's go for the special race train.
Righto. Get the tickets, will you?
Two first to Epsom, please.
Oh, I should take my turn, old man. It's
yes, old chap, I've done that. I say, Porter, this right for Epsom?
Yes, sir. Hurry up. Just all.
Ah, here we are, Charlie. Which is the way to the golf?
Over there.
The big old race course.
Why, there's the grandstand on the left.
No, you fool. They're coconut shies. That's the grandstand on the right.
My word, and there's some people here.
Oh, they're 3-1 Bombers! 3-1 Bombers!
6-4!
5 to 4 the field. 5 to 4 the field.
All jelly. 2-4, 6-8.
10-1, you don't name the winner. 10-1.
on, you don't aim the winner. Why, the numbers are up. Who's favourite? What, Lollapalooza?
Oh, that'll be me all right. I shall go back a Lollapalooza.
I say, listen to that tipster.
Well, what did I tell you? I told you I'd win the first race, didn't I?
Liar.
Well then, here you are, here you are. Here's a tip and a penny of acid drop for a penny.
Hey, say, I'll have one of those tips, old man.
Why, back of me, way and a jolly good horse, too, I believe.
You think so? I'll risk a shilling on that, then.
Clear the court!
Who's that gentleman coming along there with a white hat on?
Be quiet, don't make a noise, that's the king. He's got a horse running here today, and I only hope he wins.
So do I. Jolly good luck to him.
I say, whose colours are they, that jockey with the cerise cap, olive hoops, turquoise coat and cardinal tassels to his cap?
Oh, I don't know, I think we'll have to get a fashion plate to find out who he is.
Oh, I know. Why, that's Left at the Post. Lord Neverland's colours.
Left at the Post? I say, bookie, what do you lay me Left at the Post?
Oh, I lay you 10.
Right, you are, then I'll have a pound each way Left at the Post.
Righto, take your ticket, sir. 1609, a pound.
Who's that broke away first?
Balloon.
Balloon?
Yes.
Good.
Well, that's Balloon. It looks like winning, too.
Yes,
Balloon's winning.
Busted.
Another one creaking on there.
Ice cream.
Melted away. That's that horse over there, Left at the Post.
Yes.
He's winning.
Good
old Left at the Post. He's won.
By a couple of men. I say, Charlie, go get your money.
Where's the bookie? Where is the bookie? Where's that fellow, the old firm? Where's the bookie?
Lord, Lummy, he's bunked. And the rent's due tomorrow.
Never mind, old fella. Cheer up. It was a beautiful day when we started the way with a smile of content on our faces. All our money we've spent, even the rent, to a jolly good day at the races.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Captivating, he is fascinating. He that has his butterfly coquette, while sweet Marie is such a dear little pet.
And little Mary Brown is the homeliest girl in the town. All the boys love Mary. They follow her around, chasers all around. Jeannie, Jeannie, Rabbit and Marie are crying, what's the matter with me? All the boys love Mary. If you could see her face, you'd wonder why. But they ain't got what Mary's got, a daddy with a cellar full of you know what. All the boys love Mary. Coming to the rise. Jeannie is athletic. Jeannie is sympathetic. Gay Babette has gulped quite a chance, while sweet Marie boy can roll a ride like a band. And little Mary Brown is a sight in the handsomest gown. All the boys love Mary. They used to be content with half of 1%. Jeannie, Jeannie, Babette and Marie are serving nothing stronger than tea. All the boys love Mary. They love her more when they are feeling dry. They come in pairs from everywhere. Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stair. All the boys love Mary. Coming to the rise.
cellar stair. All the boys love Mary, humming to the right.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, over 100 years of music and recorded history comes to life with all of these old records. It's pretty fascinating. That is a Prohibition era popular song, All the Boys Love Mary. That version is by Van and Schenk from 1920, and Eddie Cantor and several other artists of the day did that song, and that was a very popular sheet music song, too. You see, if you follow the lyrics, yeah, Mary, she's okay, but her parents have a cellar full of illegal, enticing libations. That's why All the Boys Love Mary. Kind of a humorous song. There was a lot of kind of novelty and funny humorous songs in this era. On Cruise in the Decades, if you're new to the program, we pick one song, any genre, all genres represented, for the recorded popular music historical era. One song per decade. So in a one-hour show, we travel more than 100 years in the Cruise in the Decades time machine. Find all of our playlists and past shows at cruisinthedecades.com. And up next, Stuff Smith. Boy, this is a great one, too. This one is called Sam the Vegetable Man. Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith, a.k.a. Stuff Smith, one of the greats of the jazz era, a violinist and composer, and he was famous for what they called the Viper Tunes, songs about marijuana usage. But not all of them, of course, but he was always kind of pushing the boundaries, lyrically speaking. I love his recordings. This one is Stuff Smith, and it's called Sam the Vegetable Man. This is 1938 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Up and down the street, all the ladies seem real green. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, Sam, Vegetable Man.
A nickel here, a nickel there, won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, Sam,
the Vegetable Man. Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is haul a Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in full swing of rue. When the man's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red. Sam, Sam, the Vegetable Man.
Any apples?
No.
Any pears?
No.
Any yam?
No.
Any gal?
Yeah.
Well, lay 'em on, man.
Well, lay 'em on me. pears.
No.
Any yams.
No.
Any gams.
Yeah.
That's what they call him Sam.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Dixie in a boomer's shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved a brakeman, now it ain't no joke. But it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue.
I mean, what else can you say about a recording like that? Absolutely amazing. That's Roy Acuff on Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music, representing the 1940s era. That was Freight Train Blues. Roy Acuff was known as the king of country music early on, as country and western sound started to get more and more popular into the 40s and 50s. I mean, he joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1938. Really seminal, classic recordings. I mean, virtually everything we play on this show is just that. And it's Music Appreciation, Cruising the Decades. I'm your host, Brad Savage. Check out our website. We've got all the playlists. You can listen to all of our shows and find all of our great stations and affiliates and champions of this unique concept in recorded music history. CruisinTheDecades.com. And we're going to zip forward in our decades time machine to 1952. In fact, the very, very start of 1952. History in sound. Let's ring in the new year in London, January 1st, 1952.
New Year's Eve, and the Royal Albert Hall in London goes gay for the Chelsea Arts Ball.
For the first time in 3 years, revelers could see the new year in again on its first night. That's because for 2 years past, New Year's Eve has coincided with the weekend. And that's probably why this year's affair was bigger and better than ever before. The fancy dress theme was hunting, shooting, and fishing. And it seemed that half the country was there. But there were even more thousands celebrating in the open. Despite a cold and rainy night, merrymakers crowded Piccadilly Circus for their New Year celebrations. Minute past midnight, and from the dome floated down a huge effigy of Diana the Huntress, together with thousands of balloons, every one of them destined for an early end. There's a reason, of course, for all the destruction, for unless the floats are broken up, the floor could never be cleared for the party to go on. But by 2 o'clock, gaiety had been overtaken by tiredness. And on the spot where they had danced, the merrymakers dropped down to rest. The noisy send-off was over, and ahead now stretched a leap year of 366 days.
Welcome to 1952. So wait, though, at 2 o'clock they just got tired and laid down on the streets of London? Happy New Year! I really enjoy those classic recordings and classic news bits. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. Now let's hear one of the top songs of 1952. She was known as the Queen of R&B. The singer, songwriter, actress Ruth Brown, one of the earliest superstars on Atlantic Records. In fact, fans of her music began to call Atlantic Records as a company. They called it the house that Ruth built. This is Ruth Brown with 5, 10, 15 hours. 1952 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Baby, 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 I've got to have you for my own.
Yeah.
music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
A girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl. Look at him, that old way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel. Picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I wake up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard. The big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real. Better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered elbow which away. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do.
There's a fun country truck driving number. That's from 1965, and that one is called Girl on the Billboard. That's Del Reeves. Now, remember, 65, that's when the Beatles and the Who and the Stones and all of the British invasion is happening. That's a nice example of what's going on in truck driving country music right there. Del Reeves on Cruising the Decades, a global celebration of the power of the radio airwaves to bring listeners together across vast distances. There's magic in the radio airwaves. We're going to continue along with a solo Beatles track, 1971, from my personal favorite Beatle because we share a birthday, February 25th, the late, great George Harrison, 1971, on Cruising the Decades.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Money, 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 money get you down.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by